was not the only candidate who ran for office in modern times where there was an assassination attempt. And that was also Governor George Wallace, who ran for president, believe it or not, four times. He also made visits here to not only Boston, to the South Shore. Joining me now on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our terrorism expert, Colonel Dave Gavigan, because you were around when that happened, and you remember a little bit about what happened. Good morning.
Good morning, Christine. Yes, in July of 1968, Governor Wallace paid a visit to Plymouth, down to the Garibaldi Club in North Plymouth. And I got word that he was going to be there, so sure enough, I hopped down there. It was a very, very muggy night, and there was a huge crowd outside demonstrating against Wallace, and the hall was packed inside. People outside started banging on the windows, and Wallace, I guess, couldn't be heard, so they shut all the windows. People were coming out, their clothes were all soaked. But finally, they brought Wallace out the back of the building, and that's where I was. I was out in the back of the building waiting for him to come out. Secret Service whisked them into a car, and as they drove away, one of the cars in the security package hit another car in Plymouth. I remember that, but there was a wild scene at the Garibaldi Club.
Oh, my goodness. And now, for people that don't know exactly where that is, that's on Castle Street, which is off of, if you get off, and I never know what the numbers, if you get off the old exit 9 where the Howard Johnson's was, and turn left and go down the road about 2 miles, Castle Street's on that. I was over there recently, and it's in a kind of a residential neighborhood. I had no idea that George Wallace ever visited the South Shore. I know that during that trip, he did make an appearance at Harvard University, and there was a big crowd, but about three quarters of the crowd was not glad to see him and let him know that very, very loudly. I think a lot of people are not aware that he actually did come up to the Northeast and campaign in this area.
Yes, and then he was in Stoughton. They had a huge crowd in Stoughton. But then in 1972, on May 15th, George Wallace was in Laurel, Maryland. Now, a little story on Laurel, Maryland, because I was in Laurel, Maryland prior to that. It was the first time I ever saw the Ku Klux Klan in full uniform. There were about seven members walking down Main Street in Laurel, Maryland, so that kind of struck me. But he was assassinated in the shopping center in Laurel, Maryland by a fellow by the name of Arthur Bremer, who is still alive today.
Right. But Wallace did survive that. Wasn't he paralyzed?
He was paralyzed. You're correct, mm-hmm. Christine. Waist down. And, he continued to run for office and both for governor and president.
Yes, I'm just saying that's an interesting story back in time. As I said, I had forgotten about the assassination attempt on Governor Wallace and the fact that, and I didn't know that he'd ever come to the South Shore. That's a great story.
Yeah, and shopping center where he was hit, he was hit about four times, and like you said, he was paralyzed. But he continued to run for office, believe it or not. And, when I found out that Arthur Bremer was still alive, he's in Cumberland, Maryland, and he served a lot of time. But now the motive, we know the motive on that one. He wanted to become famous. So that was the motive.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You wonder how much that motivates a lot of people just to be known, even if it's for a horrible reason. But we appreciate you sharing that walk back in time here that ties in the South Shore. Again, that's our terrorism expert, Colonel Dave Gavigan.